Travis Smith back here with this edition of Touring the Ozarks. We are in Mountain View's Chamber of Commerce building, and we're here today with Jennifer Hamilton. Jennifer, thank you so much for being the new director of the chamber. I'm looking around and I see on the plaques the old school names of Mountain View, the Woolseys, the Bowler Jacks, the Cooleys, but there's a lot of new people who are involved with the chamber as well.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful board with us this year. We have Melody Cooper as the president. There's Ricky Baker, Jessica Iggy, Andrea McNew with Shelter Insurance, Mark, which you spoke with already for Browns, and...
It's a wide group of people, basically. And kind of the point I was trying to make was it's a new group of people to Mountain View. Some have been here a long time. But your job, and what I've liked you talking about, is you want to get people involved again. Because a Chamber of Commerce is only as much successful as all the people who are participating.
Absolutely. The small businesses and the businesses around here, the people involved, that's what keeps the chamber going. You know, the chamber works for the people and the businesses and the people help with the chamber as well. You know, we have a new generation of people who are coming in from the older generation trying to keep those values in place. And that's what I'm trying to do with the board here at the chamber. And we always need new members.
And that's one thing about small town America and us doing this radio show, Jen, is people in small communities are really vested. They believe in it because, like Andrea said, it's an obligation and a responsibility. And that's why I'm so glad to see you here and see your enthusiasm, because chambers make a community grow. And talking about a community grow and be successful, this weekend we still have Pioneer Days. And tell us a little bit more about what we expect to see from Pioneer Days.
So for Pioneer Days, we start off at 7:30 in the morning with our pancake breakfast. Pancakes, eggs, bacon, sausage, coffee, juice, you name it. It's $6 in advance, and you can get those by emailing us, or it's $8 at the door. Okay. And you get a big, huge plate of breakfast to start your day off with. Then we'll have the welcome and the pledge and the national anthem running into the Three Seas Gospel Band. After that, we'll have Wyatt Dodge. And then for the afternoon, we'll have a little bit of fun with the Sassy Lassies line dancing and the Cornerstone Cloggers. Then the fire department will cool us all off with the Bucket Brigade.
Cool. Explain what a Bucket Brigade is, because I had to ask that question earlier.
I don't know what it is.
Well,
I can't remember.
We're going to find out this weekend.
We are, yes. I know that it's super fun, though. The fire department always loves to, you know, put it on for the community, and that's amazing for them to do that for us every year. And after the Bucket Brigade, we have Travis Morick playing some more country, the Three C's, and, of course, at 4 o'clock, we have the parade.
Which has always been a staple here in Mountain View. And all day long, last year when I came up, I was amazed at how many cool cars there were in the car show. And am I correct? That's an all-day event.
Yes, the car show goes all day. You can come. They have their own street on Oak Street. You can go and look. And this year, we're going to have a really cool semi-truck, both in the parade and in the car show as well.
Very cool. And as I'm coming into town, where are some of the better place to park? Because I know a lot of times with these small communities and stuff, it takes up almost everything downtown, but there's usually some other places people don't know about. So where should I park for Pioneer Days this weekend?
Usually we do parking along the streets and here over by the community center behind it, you know, the football field. You could probably go and park at the elementary school on the streets as well.
Cool. So you've got lots of place to go, lots of things to do this weekend. I can tell by your enthusiasm, Jennifer, that you're making this chamber better. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you guys so much for showing up for Mountain View and Birch Tree today.
Well, we appreciate all the small businesses, and especially the fact you're going to start off the weekend with the Pledge of Allegiance and National Anthem. I think that's a thing that gets lost in America today. And we talk about different parties and stuff getting along. Sometimes it's urban versus rural. And I notice one thing in these small communities, there's still a very much sense of loyalty to America, loyalty to your God. And so thank you for carrying on that tradition as well.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Jennifer, best of luck with the chamber. And we'll be back with more Touring the Ozarks Mountain View.